What? Who is it? Stop pounding on the door. You'll wake everybody up. I'm coming. Oh, Mary, it's you. What are you doing? It's barely morning. Slow down. What? Wait, you're talking too fast. You went down to the tomb? I told you not to go there. Why? What? Now wait a minute. Come in, sit down. Take a breath. You saw what? Well, no, I don't think anyone has been down there. We are all here, except his mother. You saw what? Well, I don't know. There were two men there. I know, Pilate left some guards. They weren't the guards? They looked like what? Come on, Mary, think. They couldn't have been angels. Now, what about the body? Well, where was it? Somebody took it? Why? How? Are you sure? John, come here. Mary has just come back from the tomb and the stone was rolled away. The guards were gone and there were two men dressed in white. Mary went inside and the body was gone. She thought the men stole it. All they said was something crazy, like, why do you seek the living among the dead? I don't know, maybe they were filled with drink. Mary thinks somebody took him. But why? Certainly the priests and all those who wouldn't have defiled themselves touching a dead body. No, Pilate doesn't care either. The soldiers? You think that they would take the body? Oh no. Someone's going to think that we stole Jesus' body. Mary, are you sure? Maybe you didn't. All right, John, let's go. Hurry, it may be early, so nobody might be out yet. I hope nobody sees me. They recognized me in the courtyard the other night. Accused me of being with him. I denied it. I couldn't help it. I couldn't panic. I just panicked when I heard and all those things that I said when he wanted to wash our feet. I shouted. I was so full of myself. Well, if it means salvation, don't wash Jesus must my feet, but my hands and my head as well. And then I remember at Caesarea Philippi when he asked, who do you say that I am? I blurted out, you are the Christ, the Son of God. I was so charged up, so excited. After all he had done, he had been our Messiah. But then he yelled at me because I didn't want him to suffer. What kind of a Messiah suffers? But now I remember he said that he had to suffer and even die, but not like this, not like this. And he called me his rock. He said, Simon, you are now Cephas, the rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. Some church. We are all afraid to go outside. They may be looking for us. But what if? No, it can't be. I remember he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He knew he was going to die, but what were we supposed to do? I'm almost there. John just passed me up. Ah, the excitement of youth. Good, I don't want to get there first. Just in case it might be some kind of trap for us. Some rock, huh? Wait, I remember when we were at the temple. Jesus said something and it sounded crazy at the time. He said, if you destroy this temple, in 3 days I shall raise it up. Do you think? No, it couldn't be. There's John waving at me now. The stone is rolled away, just like Mary said. There doesn't seem to be anybody around. The guards are gone. They probably are on their way to Pilate to tell him that we stole the body. They probably just fell asleep. But who could have rolled that stone away without waking them up? Ah, John won't go in. Well, I guess it's up to the rock. I wish the others didn't look up to me, me of all people. I couldn't even stay with Jesus, but at least John did that. Jesus loved him so. Let me look in. It smells like aloe and myrrh, but there's no smell of death. It's dark. John said he saw the burial cloth on the stone. I can't see anything from out here. Well, here we go. There is the cloth wrapped. He was wrapped in that. And over there is the one that we placed on his head. What's it doing in the corner? Someone stole his body. We're going to get blamed. We're going to be accused. They're going to take us away. Maybe they're going to come after us. Maybe we're next. What, John? What are you saying? Come on. I know. I remember his words too. He's told us that he was coming back, that he will prepare a place for us. Yes, I remember. He told us it'll be like a woman in labor, that after all the suffering, we will be filled with joy and forget all the pain. Do you suppose he's come back? Back from the dead? John, could it be true? Could it be true? You're going back to get Mary? Tell the others. Tell them just what we know. I have to stay here a while and think. Oh no. What if he is coming back? What if he came back? What if he's risen from the dead? He said he would, but we didn't believe him. And I denied him. Not once, but three times, just like he said I would. Me, his rock. What will he do to me? If God raised him from the dead, what will Jesus do to someone who denied him? Yet everyone looks up to me, if they only knew. I have to find his mother. I heard that afterwards she went to Bethany with Lazarus and her sister. Wait, maybe that's where Jesus went. He raised Lazarus from the dead. They would understand. I can't go there. I can't run into Jesus. What would he do to me? He thought I was his friend and that I would stand up for him, but I ran. I will wait till Mary Magdala comes back. Jesus loved her. No one will bother her. Then I'll go back and I'll wait. I'll talk to the others. I'll tell them what I did that night. That night they took Jesus away. Maybe they'll all understand. Maybe they will speak for me. Maybe Jesus will forgive me. Maybe he will have mercy. Oh, what's that over there? Oh, it's just a gardener. I'm jumping at anything. What do I do? What do I do? Jesus said that he would send a special spirit. He called it an advocate to teach us everything. But what about me, his rock? And now if he is raised, what will he call me now? Oh, Jesus, forgive me. I'm going to ask the gardener if he was here, if he saw everything. No, if he recognizes me as a Galilean, he'll think we stole Jesus' body. No, I'll let Mary talk to him. I have to go to Bethany. I have to talk to his mother. I have to tell her what we saw, what had happened. I have to ask him to forgive me to what I did in the courtyard. Oh, my heart feels like it's going to burst. And yet, I don't feel abandoned. I don't feel alone. Something inside me that tells me everything will be all right. Something tells me that this world is not the same world that it was when I went to bed last night. Oh, what's going on? Could it really be? Could he really be alive?